Steve Wozniak's moment of revelation came in 1975 when he typed a character on a keyboard and saw it appear on his own computer screen. This wasn't just another engineering project, it was the birth of personal computing. While Steve Jobs would later become Apple's public face, it was Wozniak's technical brilliance that made their vision possible. What's fascinating is how his revolutionary creation emerged not from corporate R&D, but from a passionate hobbyist who simply wanted to impress his friends at the Homebrew Computer Club. Growing up in 1950s Northern California during the Cold War, young Woz couldn't ask his father about his classified work at Lockheed's missile program. But what his father could share changed his life. A deep appreciation for extreme honesty and the fascinating world of electronics. Before turning 4, Woz was already learning about resistors, diodes, and oscilloscopes during weekend visits to his father's workplace. These early experiences instilled in him an unshakable belief that engineers were the smartest people in the world. They were the ones who changed reality. By 4th grade, Woz understood the fundamental building blocks of digital devices and was developing the methodical approach to problem solving that would later prove essential in creating the first personal computer. His childhood hero wasn't a sports star, but Tom Swift Jr., a fictional teenage scientist engineer who built incredible machines to solve global crises. Woz's journey began at age 6 when he built a crystal radio with his father, a penny with a wire and earphones that picked up voices. This experience put him technologically ahead of peers who couldn't comprehend his creation. Science fairs became pivotal to his development. In junior high, he constructed an atom display showing electron orbits for all 92 natural elements. His crowning achievement was the adder/subtractor, a primitive computer using over 100 transistors and 200 diodes for binary calculations. These projects instilled patience and taught him incremental learning principles. While Woz excelled with electronics, his social life suffered. Despite being popular in elementary school, he became intensely shy in 6th grade as peers began socializing in ways he couldn't understand. In high school, he compensated through elaborate pranks, building electronic sirens to disrupt classes and creating a ticking bomb metronome that accidentally brought the police. Years later, Woz found his community at the Homebrew Computer Club among fellow technology enthusiasts who shared his vision of affordable computers. Though initially too reserved to participate, he eventually gained confidence demonstrating his creations, including the Apple I prototype. Woz's high school electronics teacher, Mr. McCollum, transformed his education and arranged for him to work at Sylvania, where he encountered his first programmable computer. There, he wrote his initial program, a Knight's Tor chess algorithm, and learned that raw computing speed wasn't always sufficient for complex problems. In college, Woz created the TV jammer using Radio Shack parts hidden in a 9-volt battery case with a concealed antenna. He and his friend Randy executed an elaborate prank where Woz would secretly clear the TV picture while Randy hit the fuzzy screen, conditioning everyone to believe physical actions fixed the television. The computer revolution began at the inaugural Homebrew Computer Club meeting in March 1975. Despite feeling nervous among unfamiliar discussions of microprocessors, Woz attended and received technical specifications for an 8008 microprocessor. He realized it shared the same instruction set as many computers he designed on paper in high school. That night, Woz began sketching what would become the Apple I, a computer combining his terminal design with a microprocessor in one case. He planned to share the schematics freely, helping others build computers with keyboards and TV screens instead of complicated panels of switches and lights. When Woz typed a few keys and saw letters appear on screen on June 29, 1975, he witnessed history, the first time anyone had seen characters display on their own computer screen. He eagerly shared his creation at Homebrew Computer Club meetings, distributing schematics to fellow enthusiasts. Steve Jobs spotted an opportunity. Club members wanted computers but lacked time or skills to build them. He proposed selling printed circuit boards for $40 each at $20 cost. Though Waz doubted they'd find 50 buyers to recover their $1,000 investment, Jobs convinced him, "Even if we lose our money, we'll have a company." The idea of starting a business together proved irresistible. By early 1976, they had sold about 150 Apple I computers through California stores. Waz then developed the Apple II, not just an upgrade, but a complete redesign with integrated color, streamlined memory architecture that halved chips while increasing speed, and 8 expansion slots. The Apple II became the first computer non-geeks could use straight out of the box, featuring color, high-resolution graphics, sound, game support, and built-in BASIC. While competitors would take years to match these features, what truly made it revolutionary was its expandability through the 8 slots Waz had insisted on despite Jobs' objections. After Waz designed an elegant floppy disk controller in just 2 weeks, the Apple II became both fast and powerful. When VisiCalc, the first spreadsheet program for personal computers, was released exclusively for the Apple II, their business exploded as customers shifted from hobbyists to business people, who soon represented 90% of their market. In December 1980, Apple went public on NASDAQ in the most successful IPO of its time. Before this, Waz created his Waz plan, selling his own stock to deserving employees at $5 per share. He allowed engineers and marketing people to buy 2,000 shares each and gave stock to early employees who had received none. While Jobs considered this weak, it aligned with Waz's values. Waz believed in working alone, noting that revolutionary inventions don't come from committees. The best engineers are artists who work best outside corporate environments where they control their designs. Working as your own boss makes inventions feel like children you want to nurture. Apple's success came from seamlessly integrating hardware and software, creating intuitive products that generated an emotional feeling of fun. This philosophy continues to guide Apple today, from the colorful iMacs to the iPod and beyond. Waz's story transcends circuits and code. It's about technology that enhances human experience. His genius combined technical brilliance with making complex technology accessible. While others designed computers for engineers, Waz designed them for humans. His journey offers timeless lessons. Approach problems with scientific objectivity. Trust your instincts about the future, and recognize that innovation often comes from passionate outsiders working beyond established systems. Waz proved technical brilliance needn't sacrifice humanity. His knowledge-sharing nature and commitment to approachable technology set a standard for all creators. In our technology-shaped world, we need more creators who blend Waz's technical excellence with his human values. Engineers who see their creations as tools to expand human possibility and bring joy to everyday life.